Now, there was a 25% increase in the number of children and adults who needed help from the children's charity Barnardo's last year. And that's according to its annual report, which is out today. Its CEO, Suzanne Connolly, is here. You're very welcome indeed. And good morning. What type of help was needed?
We see children and families in homes, in schools and communities every day in Barnardo's. And parents are coming to us worried about their children's emotional health. Their children are anxious and withdrawn. They're worried about their behaviour. And they're worried about themselves and the stress they're under. It's been exacerbated by the cost of living, by the housing crisis, and just the daily grind, particularly when you're worried about your own mental health. And some of our parents would be in addiction. Some are living with domestic violence. So we deal with a whole range of issues. And our aim is to be there for parents and children and to deliver the services that they need. So if you come to Barnardo's, we say, how can we help? We say, what are you worried about at the moment for yourself and for your child? And we then deliver a tailored programme or a range of programmes in order to meet that need.
And are you able to deliver those services in a timely manner?
Unfortunately, we do have long waiting lists. We have 2,000 children and adults on our waiting list. Some are waiting over 6 months, which is too long.
And what are they waiting for specifically?
Well, they're waiting for help in their lives. Some are very worried about their children. Some are feeling a lot of stress themselves. They want to wait for our services because they've heard, which is the best way to hear, from friends, from families, and indeed from Thusla and from GPs and from public health nurses, that when you get into Barnardo's, we provide a really effective service.
Are we talking psychological help, medical help? What type of help?
We're talking about, yeah, exactly, psychological help. We're talking about practical help in terms of worries, in terms of your finances, in terms of getting the right type of accommodation. But we're also talking about how do you help parents in the everyday parenting relationship with their child. Some parents are feeling very stressed. They feel they haven't got the relationship they'd like with their child. They feel they're in a state of conflict rather than the warm, nurturing thing, everyday life they'd like to have. And we can help them think about what's happening in their life that's not enabling them to be the parent they want to be. And sometimes it's because they're so stressed themselves, so they're very, very reactive. So their child then reacts. And before you know it, you're having a situation where mealtimes are difficult. The child isn't sleeping well. The child may be not doing as well as they could at school. So sometimes we find that by what we provide the parent with, they're able to be the parent they want for the child. And that is absolutely fantastic when you do that.
You can't be the only charity providing these services. So is the picture similar across the board?
The real difficulty for a range of charities in Ireland today and in the community and voluntary sector is the state hasn't invested in long-standing family support services for decades. The state and the government will invest in new services, but not in those services that are in the heart of communities. So we're constantly operating on a deficit and we're constantly having to say we just don't have the resources. So we're calling on the new government to do something about that, to invest not just in Barnardo's, but in the community and voluntary sector as a whole, because we do fantastic work. We, like, over 50% of our referrals are from Thusla. So we are working with at the hard end in terms of risk to children. And you know, and everybody listening today knows, there are some children who really are in need of the types of services that we provide. So we want proper investment. We also want a family homeless strategy, because the stress on children and parents by the failure to deliver in that context is just devastating. And the third thing we want, which is really important, is for all those parents listening today who have children with disabilities and additional needs, there are not sufficient services for those children.
I presume you're forensically reading then the manifestos from all the various parties at the moment and listening to all the promises. Are you hearing anything which will give you hope or reassurance that what you've just said might become a reality under the next government?
We aren't hearing enough, because we're not hearing concrete details about how they're going to invest in services for families who really need them. So this is their opportunity. I'm calling on all of them today to do that, because I think certainly the intent could be there, if provided they put the resources behind it.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in.